All right, so Christian from Los Tacos is here. What's up, Christian?
How's it going, guys?
So good. He's
Thanks
already
for
been
having me.
Dude, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
He's already been serving us tacos. Excuse me, that was a taco cough.
Just had the best taco.
They're amazing.
Of lately.
We've been waiting all day, so it was well worth the wait.
Oh, thank you.
So after this interview, he's going to keep serving and kind of showing people what he does. So if anybody wants tacos, please come in. They'll probably be gone, I imagine, within like an hour. So he's probably coming now.
Yeah. Anyway. Our office are just about to arrive. So.
Yeah, but they're amazing.
That's a lot of hungry bellies.
So, hey, thank you. Thank you guys so much for bringing that in. And
No. Thank you guys for inviting me over. And it's a pleasure to have some tacos for you guys here. And you guys like them.
So you and your partners run Los Tacos at a Chelsea Market. That was their first spot?
Yep, that was our first spot 5 years ago.
Cool.
And yeah.
And now you have two more and opening a fourth, right?
Exactly. We have two restaurants in the market. One, Los Tacos, which is 5 years old, and then we opened up the sister restaurant, like a seafood fish taco margarita style. That one's been open up for 2 years now.
And that's right on the outside of Chelsea Market.
Yep. You can enter it through 15th Street. And then we opened up a second Los Tacos in Times Square. That was last July, two Julys ago. So it's been a little bit over a year.
And I imagine at the moment this is your full days are dedicated to growing this thing.
It is right now. Paused the architecture for a little bit, and then went into the taco business.
So Cass is also here from food. Hey, Cass. Oh.
And there she is.
And the reason we got connected to you is obviously that you and Cass are friends, but that you were and are an architect. And you just mentioned that you're going back to grad school next year?
Yeah, I'm applying in January to, I think, start next fall. So
nice.
We'll see.
Good luck.
Yeah, thanks. I'm working on a portfolio right now as we speak.
So obviously, I mean, that I think the like obvious question is, well, we'll start backwards. What's the interest in getting back in architecture with a very tasty, successful taco thing going on?
Yeah, I think I always, for some reason, I always saw architecture as a hobby. Hmm. You know, something where. You know, being in architecture school, you always hear architects, you know, they don't make good money, and, you know, and they work all these crazy hours and all this. So somewhere down the path, I kind of had in the back of my head where I would have to at some same time run some type of business on the side or you know, that would allow
your
me to.
Yeah, exactly. Because of all those extra hours that you're going to have when you're an architect.
So it's like we had to leave architecture to get back into it.
Yeah.
Was that the reason why you guys started Los Tacos? Was you didn't feel like architecture was going to be enough?
Yeah, that was one of the main reasons. That and you know the rude awakening, moving from California to New York and not having good tacos, you know, street style tacos. But I think that's kind of how it all happened. We moved out here in 2010. Tyler and I met in architecture school and. And
shout out to Tyler.
Yeah.
Thanks, Aaron.
Pleasure to meet you.
Thanks for coming.
So he's also from San Diego. Tyler.
He's also from San Diego, and we met in our architecture school. And so we moved out here to do that, you know, work for the cool firms out here and all of that. And we did it for a couple of years. But Sally wasn't paying the bills.
Yeah.
And we kind of just said, you know, fuck it. You know, I think Tyler and I were working for the last firm after kind of, you know, trying to do the whole corporate ladder and going up from internship to a paid job and all that. And we ended up working at the same firm. And I think it was 2011, and our paycheck didn't arrive. It was in December.
Yeah, like, oh.
Yeah, it was right before we went to holidays, you know, back to San Diego for the holidays. And
like, it literally just didn't show up.
Yeah, it didn't show up. We were working for this, you know, this firm that...
Can you say who it is? You don't have to.
No,
if you don't want to.
I, rather not. But yeah, so Tyler and I moved out here, worked for Cool Forms and all this, and then our old boss from San Diego kind of convinced us to open up like a satellite office here in the city. And you know, we did that for a couple of years, and I mean, I think it was like 4 months, and checks weren't coming in, you know, and the promised last finale check to cover all the past the dues didn't arrive. Yeah, so we said, you know what, screw this. I think this is a
our case is like deadbeats.
So the funny thing is, when I first met Christian, when I first moved here, I was introduced to him through a mutual friend, and he was like, oh, yeah, you should connect with my good friend Christian. Like, he's an awesome guy, architect, et cetera, et cetera. But they're going to open up a taco shop. And that was the moment when I moved here.
And like,
but I was like, I don't understand. Is there not good work here? Or, like, it kind of freaked me out. And then, I don't know.
Yeah.
7 years later, here you are with, like, a taco empire.
Yeah, it was just we hit that brick wall where, you know, we kind of wanted to become our own clients and, you know, do that, you know. The one thing you need is capital, and we knew that we weren't going to raise that, you know, punching construction documents for like Puma, you know, or whatever. So we kind of put all our faith into this project. We put a business plan together. We kind of that worked out great because we had some friends from California moving out to New York, so we subleased our space. Well, we went back and put this whole plan together and pitched it to family, friends, and they kind of laughed at us a little.
Of course.
You know, but then we did capture some guys that were interested, and we got funding for the project, and we returned kind of, you know, with all the tools around our belt, ready to execute this thing, and but then the next hurdle was finding the space, which that was like a whole nightmare.
Can you talk about, none of you guys are from like a food background or anything. Can you talk about how you decided or like how you learned how to make tacos or?
Yeah, yeah, like you're saying, Cass, none of us have that background, and but I think we were just educated with educated palate, you know. We were raised with this growing up, you know, in the backyard, making tacos, carne asada every Sundays, you know, with the family. So kind of knew what was good, and we definitely knew what you guys were having here in New York as far as tacos.
It was not too par.
we almost felt forced to kind of bring that taco here to educate the user and show them what a real taco tastes like.
So I definitely have a being from you guys being from San Diego, when you're going to start a burrito place.
Yeah, we a lot of people have asked us to bring the California burrito over
but like
here.
Specifically San Diego burrito.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we started with breakfast burritos right now. We have like a little breakfast cart.
Okay,
it's just breakfast for now, but eventually we might, you know, spin it off and do like a California burrito or like surf and turf or carne asada fries.
Because you have no idea how many times, probably like multiple times with people on this radio right here, but like, I've explained the tortilla of the San Diego tortilla and different from everywhere else in California.
It is.
And like, now I feel like you can get, there's okay and good, very good tacos in New York, but burrito is like a wasteland.
Yeah.
That's not even a question.
No, for sure. No. Well, partners over there, maybe they're.
Yo, Tyler. Is Tyler still here?
Yeah. Yeah, we
get on those burritos.
Yeah, for sure. He's a master of those.
But so like Cass was pointing out, when you decided to, well, even A, it's like that's because that's not a conventional next step, obviously, from kind of working in architecture to be like, all right, let alone open a restaurant, but specifically a taco spot. Were you considering other options of how to leave architecture before you landed on Los Tacos? Or was it just kind of like, nope, I need tacos?
Yeah, it was like tacos. We were like, awesome. There's no good tacos here. We got to be the bridge to that gap. Yeah. And maybe, hopefully, be that cash flow to kind of push our architectural projects. We kind of lucked out that at that time, there weren't many taquerias out there. You know, now I think there's like I don't know, a couple of it, any corner, every corner now. Yeah. You know, you can see them popping up. But I think where we differentiate ourselves is on the simplicity of the taco. It's not that I'm biased, but being from Tijuana, in Mexico, it's known the best tacos are from the north. It's all in the ingredients, you know, and the toppings. It's four toppings, onion, cilantro, salsa, and wok, and that's it. We don't try to overcomplicate the, you know, with the toppings or the ingredients or the flavors, you know, make everything from scratch and keep it real. You know,
were you guys the ones cooking to kind of figure out what taco you were going to make out here? Were you guys the ones cooking it originally? Did you find a cook or a chef to work with?
For the first project, we kind of got all the way in and got our hands dirty. The menu was already kind of predefined because we weren't trying to replicate the wheel. We were just trying to grab a shack and with a crane and just drop it here in the center of Manhattan, you know, and so that kind of already gave us a pre-selected small menu because that's how the taquerias are down there. It was easy, you know, because you had the aunt, the grandma, you know, use this salsa, you know, the tia doing, I'll use this marinade, you know, for the beef, you know. But I think where we really got proud of our cooking skills was on our marinade for our adobo, which that's where we marinate our pork. That thing is a created adobo recipe. It's pretty crazy because it has like over 20 ingredients, and we were out there looking, you know, we were approaching Taqueros to buy the recipe or you know, train us or anything. And that was kind of, we didn't have any luck there, so.
Would they just be like, nope.
Nope, use some of this, a little bit of that, and that's kind of how we piled it all together, and it became a numbers game, you know, and a bunch
like
of
20 different grandma recipes in one.
Yes, exactly, and, you know, a couple of recipes had babies, and then they made one, and that's how it kind of evolved, but for Mariscos, that was a different story. Seafood, you know, is very delicate, so we didn't kind of want to even touch it. So we did bring in a cook from Mexico to kind of educate us, and, you know, processing the fish, the shrimp, marinating for how long, you know. Mm-hmm. And then with our help, we kind of defined the menu, and that's it.
Did you always have in the back of your mind at some point that you wanted to open, whether a taco spot or a restaurant, even when you were kind of like middle of architecture?
Never.
No.
Ever. No. No. It was. That's one of the cool things about, you know, life, you know. they give you one path, you know, and you don't know. You're uncertainty to take it, you know, but. Sometimes you just have to take it, and you'll end up building tacos.
How did you guys learn how to even write a business plan?
Google.
Google's awesome. Google's amazing. You get so much on Google.
Yeah, no, for sure. With that background in architecture, you know, in architecture, in school, what do they teach you? Be a problem solver, you know. So we kind of laid out the kit of parts and. Mm-hmm. Made it pretty, you know. But it was just documenting the existing competition, you know, market analysis and all these little things of patterns of, like, traffic, you know, who are we catering to? Is it weekends? Is it, you know, late night? A lot of the taquerias in Mexico are open up at 6, 7 in the afternoon and close at 4 in the morning. Mm. We were kind of catering to, like, the lunch crowd. We just kind of laid everything out and tackled it one by one and then put it on a plan and convinced the guy. brought him over here, showed him what we were talking about, that there wasn't actually any good food here.
I like what you said about architectural education giving you a kind of skill set or tool set to like kind of be able to make anything look kind of pretty and be able to present it in a way and give it some structure and give it some body, because that's literally what I feel about my architectural education. I learned how to present and I learned how to talk about ideas and I learned about how to, you know, select things from all the different opinions that were out there, select the things that maybe interest me and gave me a bit of guideline. And of course that kind of experience is different for everyone, but it speaks to me like very personally because
Yeah.
Yeah, I do believe, like, I kind of, if I ever had kids, I would want to send them to the same school and be like, go learn some life. Like, that's a well-rounded education. It just happens to be called architecture.
Yeah. When are you going to set your restaurant, Bella?
Oh, whoa. No, I tried to do the same with clothes. It was not the same as the same outcome. People hate eating clothes.
It's like wrong business model.
Wrong business model, I know.
Have you, when you guys decided, it's like, all right, we're going to run with this taco idea, was there an overlap between still working at your architecture job and starting this up, or you made a clean cut?
Clean cut. Yeah, it was like a clean cut, and then...
I guess you weren't getting paid anyway, so I guess it didn't
matter. No, I had, like...
nothing to lose.
Yeah. $2,000 saved.
Let's make this work.
Yeah, and see how long this takes me. And
how long did it take?
Honestly, it took like a little bit over a year to get the funding, do all the research, the coming up with the recipes. We would go down to Tijuana, and I grew up down going to these local taquerias, so they already knew me, and they would just tell us, all you can do is just watch. We won't teach you anything, just watch.
Really?
There's really nothing to teach, just watch us, and so that's what we would do. We did hire a couple of tortilla ladies to actually teach us how to do the whole nixtamalization process. And
That seems very technical almost.
It is, yeah. We actually arrived back, from California, ready to execute this, and we started looking for a tortilla distributor, and we went out, a couple of spots in Brooklyn, and they weren't up to par, we're like, shit, we have to go back and do the tortilla now, and then educate ourselves in that process, boiling the corn, doing the flour tortillas correctly, the lard and all that fun stuff.
Was there when you guys finally, let's say, opened the door on the spot in Chelsea Market, was it like up and running from day one? Did you know that you were like, oh shit, this is actually working?
It was kind of a disaster because... Like you said, we'd never been in the industry, and we had like these boards kind of advertising in the market, in the hallways of the market, tacos coming soon, So one day they just put down the boards, and everyone was already expecting the tacos, and there was a line out the door, and we weren't even ready to serve the tacos. It was, a bit nerve-wracking, but I can't believe it. It was seven of us. And now we're like a little bit over 100 employees.
Wow, so that's amazing! Congratulations.
Yeah, it's kind of
funny. Was that was that first day just a blur?
Yeah, it was a blur because we would be the ones down there prepping the food. We didn't want to teach the staff like the recipes or anything like that, so we were a little bit protective in that. And then we were the ones charging, for the food, working the register. And ironically, we were the ones teaching Tyler. He was the one teaching the tortilla ladies how to do the tortillas the correct way, So, from prepping the food, to actually serving the food, and then closing the shop at 9, 10 p.m., and then we were like, all right, well, who's going to clean all of this mess?
Yeah, like, it's
oh,
us.
Oh, yeah, we need a cleaning crew, right? We're like, well, that's us. So that was basically hell for, like, the first 3 to 6 months.
Okay.
Yeah. And then we slowly, organically started to grow the team.
I guess that's definitely a better way to open, and not being prepared for the amount of demand, certainly better than the other way around.
For sure. We had a list of good problems.
How did you end up deciding that Chelsea Market was the right spot?
That came out of nowhere. We were, we put in at least 2 offers in for a spot like in the Greenwich Village, one in by Union Square, and they both turned us down. That day that they turned us down for the second location, my friend from Tijuana, which was at the Cook at the time here, he called me and he's like, we have an appointment at 1 p.m. with the Chelsea Market folks. I got you guys an interview. They're looking for a taco concept. And we're like, what?
What is an interview like that?
It was.
You have to bring a taco?
Yeah, well, the interview was on Friday. The following Monday, they asked for us to cater to their whole office. So apparently, Joey was his name. It's his name. He met the food coordinator's girlfriend at the time at this Cook's party in Brooklyn, and she mentioned that the market was looking for a taco tenant. And so he connected the dots and got us an interview. And so we showed up to Jamestown's office and kind of pitched the idea. We showed him like the renderings of the past locations. We didn't go in. And then they were like, well, branding, everything looks great. I think it will fit. We like to push new concepts, and like we feel ourselves like we're like an incubator of this food thing going on over here. So let's see the tacos. So cater us. We're like, I think there are like 50 to 60 guys in their office, and we catered to them on the following Monday. And they loved the food, and they were pretty much signed here.
It's amazing.
Yeah. We just
I was like, was it that dream scenario of like through a mouthful of taco? You're like, you're in.
Yeah. you're like, what? What are we talking about?
Can you start tomorrow?
Yeah. Where do we get more? That's amazing. Yeah.
It must be great to be on the other side of that, having just people pitch you food all the time.
Yeah, for sure.
Can we fool people in it? Get it off.
That's why you always go to them, because they can't move anywhere. Just all they do is eat.
Do you remember like when you guys also decided to go the Los Tacos route? Did you think of it as something, because I think you maybe alluded to this, that it was maybe supplementary to the architectural career that you were still pursuing? Or no, you're like, fuck architecture for a minute?
It was kind of like a fuck architecture for a minute. We had to, because it was just so much, you know, running a restaurant is one of, like, it's the toughest thing, you know, I think, just because you're dealing with the liability of people, you know, eating your food, you know, that you're producing and all of that, and managing people, you know, it gets tough. So architecture, they'd have to pause it for a bit, but... But now, you know, we have a solid team in place. You know, we don't like to micromanage, so everyone's their own boss. We set the rules. If you could do them, great. If you can't, you're out. And we've kind of built this cool culture around the brand that they feel proud of, and allows us to kind of concentrate on growing the brand and look for new spots and maybe get into the architecture for a little bit.
Has you said it's been around for how long? 7 years? 5 years?
5 years, yeah, 5 years.
Has that break from architecture, and especially obviously running a restaurant like this, has that changed, let's say, the kind of architecture you want to do?
It has. I think it has. It, for some reason, it's made me mature in certain ways. So I'm kind of glad I took that pause, because, you know, sometimes you need just time to kind of grow and mature, and you know, you learn, you like one thing one day and then you like another thing the other day. So that's why I think now it's a good moment to kind of get my feet back in there, you know, because architecture is evolving so quickly, you know, with technology that you can't stay behind.
Do you know the kind of work you want to pursue after school?
I think primarily it would be in the real estate, you know. So I think there's a lot of things to do down in Mexico and Tijuana and San Diego too, such a new city. So I think some type of development where we can have some type of healthy impact in the community.
That's cool.
You know, be our own kind of clients and, you know, create these cool communities, maybe.
Well, I had a couple questions. One is there a taco stand or shop in either San Diego or Tijuana where, like, that's the one we're going to, quote-unquote, import?
Yeah, for sure. Taco Sol Frank. Okay. Yeah, Taco Sol Frank, they're all around, the best ones.
Where's that?
That's as soon as you cross the border, two rights, and you're there.
It's all over.
Yeah, across, there's a huge Costco. As soon as you cross the border, you'll see it. It's right across directly from the Costco.
When you were creating your tacos here, would you compare? You're like, fuck, this is not good enough.
Yeah, no, definitely. We were very self-critical, so, you know, we want the best. And kind of opening up a restaurant here, we knew that the food had it was a given. It has to be, you know, crazy good. You know, it has to be good. That's a fact. And then the other part was selling the experience, you know, and that's kind of what we wanted to focus in, you know, from the music to the ambience, the cooks yelling, you know, the shoving to get the salsa on your taco, you know, we didn't want to cut the relationship between the consumer and the taquero. you know, we're in the States, you know, you go to, I don't know, In-N-Out, you wait for a number to get called. Mm-hmm. Here, you actually have to turn in the ticket. The taquero maker will personalize it as you want it, you know, and kind of have that approach. So I think we're selling an experience, not the taco.
Yeah. Well, that was something that, because we've had a number of people that work in food, and whether they're directly cooks or chef or kind of around that industry, and a lot of them are certainly interested in the food itself, but much more also interested in the environment of the food, culturally, socially, ethnically, obviously, but even from the design to the actual, just obviously vibe of the whole way to eat.
Mm-hmm.
It seems both obvious, and I also don't know if it's a stretch, whether or not your architectural education and working there gave you a sharper observation of environment when you were creating the experience, and you're like picking up, if not even direct architectural things, but kind of cues that created that experience to bring in. Like, were you calling back to things you did in architecture abstractly anyway while you were building Atlas Tacos?
Yes, for sure. I think that had a huge advantage with us, you know, versus having a background in food. You know, we didn't over-concentrate in the food, you know. That was kind of almost secondary, and, you know, we would focus more on, you know, the aesthetics of it, you know, the atmosphere and vibe of it, versus, you know, nerding out on, you know, the toppings of the tacos, mm-hmm. and making it, getting too chef-y, you know. So I think that had a very positive impact versus, you know, not having that background.
And then maybe just the kind of, like, last kind of line of questioning so we can get back to eating. did you, before obviously starting Los Tacos and even before maybe going to architecture school, did you have anybody in your family that was an architect or doing architecture profession where you're like, oh, that's something I could do?
Yes, for sure. Hmm. Yeah. My dad's he's been a contractor his whole life. Hmm. So I kind of grew up with that. And then my mom was a real estate broker.
Okay.
So I would go with her, you know, while she was showing the houses. Huh. You know, so I think that's where the love for the houses came. And then stepdad's also an architect, not practicing. He's an MEP engineer, okay. So he kind of...
practicing, he's setting up the taco shops. He's like, oh, cool.
We had a guest, was it yesterday? Hannah Cheng, that with her sister runs Mimi Cheng.
2 days mm-hmm. ago.
2 days ago, sorry. And she had mentioned that she did a career in finance, and then her and her sister were like, fuck this, we're going to run a dumpling shop.
Mm-hmm.
And her parents are like, what the fuck? Like, this is the exact opposite of why we work so hard to get you where you are.
Nothing.
Like, of all the things we did not want you to do was to open a Chinese restaurant. But obviously, they got the support, and they're doing really well. Did you have, like, what was the kind of family or parent reaction where, like...
Pretty much the same. Exactly the same. But I think once they figured out that we were serious, they believed in us because they also knew they'd been here before, and they're like, oh, yeah, well, there's no good tacos over there, so that might work. So, yeah.
Just concerned for the lack of this essential meal.
You better not fuck
awesome
it up.
Parents,
yeah.
They know what's right.
Yeah.
For sure.
I can imagine there must be like pride in the family of also actually touching on something that you...
Have they come here and tried?
Do you get that like mom approval?
Yeah, definitely. She's always checking on the salsa. It's her salsa.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's great salsa.
Yeah.
It's really salsa. Thanks.
She has 4 bodyguards when she travels. Yeah.
Do you see ever opening a restaurant in San Diego?
That
seems tricky.
Yeah, it seems tricky. No, I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think so. I think there's enough need out here in the East Coast. We'll be on our 4th one starting like the first quarter of next year. So I think there's enough room here to, you know, open up 2 or 3 more. That's so cool. For now, we'll stay here.
Well, congrats. And
thank you so much.
Congrats, and also like deciding that you want to go back to architecture school. I don't know if it's a smart move.
Yeah.
But it's exciting.
Yeah, no, I'm extremely excited, and we'll see how that goes.
And if you do decide to go the burrito route,
yeah,
I have zero money.
All right.
Happy to invest what I can.
Sounds good.
Invest, try. It's He's a taster.
Yeah. Taster.
For sure.
Yeah. Very critical one.
We'll let you know.
Since the vibe in your shops is so, or your restaurants is so important, do you have something that we can play that can give us a little bit of vibe, Christian vibe?
For sure. Yeah, let's do it.
Something you can suggest, I'll put it on.
Let's do La Chona.
La Chona.
La Chona.
Okay. I think is that the name or the
of the song of by Los Tucanes de Tijuana.
And then so Christian has the whole taco set up, and he's generously passing out tacos if you want to come by, and you'll be here till I guess five or basically just whenever.
Yep, I'll be here serving tacos.
I think we ordered some beers. We'll get here at some point, and at five, Liang is coming in for the interview, and I feel like this is just going to keep rolling into hanging out. So come by for tacos.
Come hang out.
Perfect. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
Y arriba yo, mi papá y la chica.